Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. My guest today is Tiffany Phipps. She is the assistant director at Wilmington Children's Museum, relatively new in the job, but loving it. And I'm sure they're loving having her there. And I invited Tiffany to come today and talk about some great events that are coming up at the Children's Museum in August. So first of all, Tiffany, thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having me. This is awesome.
Good. First of all, tell people, where's the Children's Museum and what are the hours?
We are located right on Orange Street. It's 116 Orange Street. We are open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 1 to 5.
Every day of the week?
Every day. And you can come in, and if you decide you want to leave, go get lunch, go home, take a nap, and come back, your admission is good for all day, so you can come back a couple of times during the day if you'd like.
What's the regular admission cost?
Regular admission is $9 for everybody 12 months and older. We do have a discount for military and seniors, which is $8 admission.
Okay. Is there any kind of membership if somebody wanted to join and get like a yearly membership
and
they could come?
We have a couple of different membership rates. And for those, you can always call the front desk or check on our website at playwilmington.org.
Playwilmington.org.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's talk about the thing that always grabs my attention. Coming up in August is Mud Day.
Yes. It's our 11th annual Mud Day. It's going to be August 8th and 9th from 9 until 12. Mud Day is free with admission or with your membership, so you don't have to pay extra to participate in it. And it's really, from what I've heard, one of our biggest events of the year.
And it happens in the courtyard.
It does. We have activities throughout the entire museum, but the mud is in the courtyard. We have pools full of mud. The kids can make mud pies, dirt donuts, clay cupcakes all in the outdoor kitchen. We've got magic mud.
I was going to say, this is real mud, right?
It is real mud.
Okay.
Real mud, mulch, dirt, water, mud. We have magic mud, which is a mixture of cornstarch and water. And when you ball it up in your hand, it becomes a solid. But as soon as you open your hand up, it becomes liquid again. So we'll have two pools full of that they can run, jump, and dive in. You can don't have to worry about having the mess in your house. We'll clean it up. So you just come get messy, bring an old set of clothes, a change of clothes, a towel. We will have a rinsing station. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we have something new coming this year to Mud Day. We have the Muddy Muse, Laurel Herbert from the Muddy Schoolhouse, coming to do clay play in the art room, which is really nice. She's located off of Castle Street.
Oh.
And the Fort Fisher Aquarium is coming, and they're going to bring some critters for the kids to play with as well.
Oh.
So it's really exciting for this year's Mud Day.
That's the 8th and the 9th?
Yes, ma'am. The 8th and the 9th from 9 to 12.
Is that a Friday and Saturday?
Yes, ma'am. Friday is typically our busier day. So it's really nice. That way I'll give you a little heads up on that. But I'm excited for my first Mud Day. It's going to be fun.
Yes. Now, what age is that especially appeal to?
Our museum pretty much gears towards kids 2 to 9, but everybody loves mud, so it'll be fun for all ages.
That's good.
Yeah.
What else is coming up in August? I know you have some new programs that are starting up.
We have a new program starting up in August. We have new educators. So we've got Mary Ellen and Paris. They're still there running their programs, but we've also brought on some new educators. And the programming that we have set up for August is going to gear a lot towards the homeschool families. So if you come on Mondays, you know you're going to get Math Mondays. Tuesday is Literacy Tuesdays. Wednesdays is Science Wednesdays. Thursdays is Healthful Living with a healthy recipe in the morning and then a more physical activity in the afternoon. And then Fridays is going to be the arts, music, drama, regular art play. So each day is something different. It's really beneficial to know, oh, it's rainy today. What should we do? Let's go to the museum and do some healthful living activities.
You know, that's wonderful for people who are homeschooling their children, because one of the things they don't get is a lot of social interaction
Correct.
With other kids as they usually would in a school setting. But if they come to the Children's Museum for the Arts Day or for Science Day, they get to hang out with other kids as well as have an activity geared to that particular topic.
Correct. And all of those programs, we have two programs a day, and those programs are also included in membership and admission, so you don't pay extra for those. So they're about 45 minutes to an hour long program. And then August 16th, we have a big back to school tools for school extravaganza, where we're going to have a teacher, some principals, some guidance counselors to give tips on school preparedness for families who may not have gone to school yet, or maybe you're switching schools, maybe you're going from elementary to middle school, you have questions. So we're going to have them there with tags around their necks. Ask me about getting ready for school. We're also going to have some local family-related businesses. They're promoting what they have to offer for the family. So we have Carolina Gymnastics coming out, the Little Gym, Whole Foods is going to be there for a healthful living aspect of it. Sam's is coming. The Wilmington Athletic Club will be there. And this is all sponsored by the Learning Express. We actually have a Learning Express store in the museum.
I know. I think that's
terrific.
So that's
our gift shop. Wonderful. Is through the Learning Express. And then Moe's, we've partnered up with Moe's. And that day from 11 until 9, if you eat at Moe's and you bring in a certificate that shows the Children's Museum logo, we get 20% of every receipt. So it's a really nice fundraising event. So everybody plan on eating lunch and dinner at Moe's that day because we get part of the proceeds. So it'll be a great time.
What's the day again?
It's going to be August 16th from 9 until 12.
Okay.
And the Moe's deal goes on from 11 till 9.
Okay, great. You can get details on all of the events we're talking about at the website playwilmington.org. That's the website for the Children's Museum of Wilmington. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Tiffany Phipps, the assistant director from the Children's Museum of Wilmington. Are there more August events you want to tell me about, or can we get a little more general now?
We can get a little more general now. I'll touch on Mud Day right before we...
Okay.
Finish up to remind everybody because it's just next week.
It is. If I were to walk in the museum now, it's been a long time since I've come. What does it look like? What will I see as I come in the
front
door?
When you first walk in, you'll be greeted by our front desk staff and you'll check in there. From there, we can point you in many different directions, but one of the first things you'll see when you come in is our pirate ship. It's one of our most popular exhibits. So on the pirate ship, you can swap the deck. You can dress up as a pirate. Past the pirate ship, we've got a waterfall area with a beaded curtain. We've got a rubber dig area. And then we also have a campsite area. And then up to the left, we have the art room, which is our next most popular exhibit. The art room switches out each week for the different activities going on in there. And then to the left of the art room is our birthday party room. It's called the Make Merry Birthday Room.
Mm-hmm,
that's where most of our programs are held.
And let me back up because it said something about a rubber dig.
Yes, we have a rubber dig area. So instead of having a sand pit in the museum, it's all made out of recycled rubber. It looks like rubber mulch. So the kids can get in there with their little bulldozer trucks and their shovels and dig and play with those instead of having sand everywhere.
That's good.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
And then we have our Teddy Bear Hospital. And our Toothosaurus dental exhibit.
The Teddy Bear Hospital, can you actually bring a teddy bear that's damaged?
You can. We have plenty of teddy bears in there to be doctored, bandaged up. We've got Velcro Band-Aids. We've got syringes so you can give them shots. We've got teddy bear charts so the kids can actually dress up as a doctor in scrubs, doctor up the teddy bears, take their charts, get them better. We have a giant teddy bear and a big wheelchair that you can push around.
Oh, man.
We've got ice bags. So they're really set in there. Take care of those teddy bears. Then we have our dental exhibit, which is sponsored by Dimmick and Weinberg. And the kids can go in there and play with giant teeth and the little dinosaurs that have different teeth missing. And they can check and brush their teeth with giant toothbrushes. And we also have our toddler treehouse, which is a really nice exhibit for our kids that are 4 and under. It gives them a little more of a quiet, safer space to go. We've got mats that are padded on the floor, and it's a nice treehouse in there that they can climb up, and there's a small slide as well. So it's more of a quiet, free play area for our younger members.
And you said that your office is right beneath that treehouse.
My office is right beneath the treehouse, and in that office, I'm right actually underneath the slide. So it sounds like they're having so much fun up there. It's loud and boisterous and thumping constantly. Yes, I do. Exactly. So it's really nice. I love hearing that on those days. And then we still have a lot of museum left. We have the science lab area, which is downstairs. The science desk rotates out each week. We have color mixing. So there's the primary colors of red, yellow, and blue. They have droppers, and they can drop them into the different containers to see what colors make.
Oh, I was fascinated with that as a kid. I just obsessively drew color wheels.
Yes.
I just
and
was
so
all about that.
You should come back. I'll give you
a
tour.
I need to.
Yes. And then we also have our NASA space station. So you go in there, and it's all black light. They can dress up as astronauts. We have a film playing about space. So it's really neat in there.
I had no idea there was so much going on. Do you have any idea, Tiffany, how much square footage there is at
the
museum?
We have about 17,000 square feet.
Oh.
And we have about 50,000 different children come in a year.
Well, no wonder you can be doing so much. I had no idea
yeah.
it was that big. It must have expanded since the last time
yeah,
I was in
really
there.
Yeah, it's really nice. We're actually three buildings that have been combined into one building. So we've got the Masonic Lodge. We've got the Old Orthodox Church, and we also have the Cowan House that are all kind of smooshed together.
And then the courtyard.
And then our courtyard's actually being renovated. That's the first phase of our under construction aspect that we have going on at the museum, and our courtyard's being completely redone. So it's really nice. It's going to be an urban arboretum.
Wow. Now, usually the mud day's out in the courtyard.
It's going to be there.
Okay.
We're still
construction
getting
muddy. Or not, we're still
yes.
getting mud. We've got just about a minute left.
Yeah.
Want to remind folks about Mud Day.
Yes, Mud Day is next week, August 8th and 9th, from 9 until 12. Come get muddy. Bring your cameras, because we've been known to have Christmas cards come out of these muddy pictures. Be prepared to get messy, muddy. Parents dress up, get messy and muddy. It's really fun for everybody. So we hope to see you all there. And if you can't make it, stop by and eat at Moe's.
There you go. It's next Friday and Saturday.
Yes,
Mud
ma'am.
Day at the Children's Museum of Wilmington. For more information, go to playwilmington.org, or you can always call 910-254-3534. I've been talking with Tiffany Phipps, a relatively new employee there, the assistant director now, having a wonderful time. And it sounds like you're in the right job, Tiffany.
I love it. Thank you so much for having us.
You are so welcome. And have a great Mud Day.
Thank you. We will.
I may have to stop by and get muddy. Sounds good to me. This is WHQR.